Hello, this is Jesus Times Comforter. What follows is prayers for keeping yourself in the love of God that you can play whenever you need to settle your soul and remind you of who you are in Christ. Becoming who God says I am. I am cheerful no matter what. I communicate with God all the time, and I thank God no matter what happens, because this is the way God wants me to live. I don't suppress the Spirit, and I don't stifle those who have a word from the Master. On the other hand, I'm not gullible. I check out everything with the Word, and keep only what's good. I throw out anything tainted with evil. Therefore, God Himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, makes me holy and whole, puts me together, spirit, soul, and body, and keeps me fit for the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ. I trust that the one who called me is completely dependable. If he said it, he'll do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Developing the character of God. I am patient and kind. I'm not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. I do not demand my own way. I'm not irritable and I keep no record of being wronged. I joyfully celebrate honesty and find no delight in what is wrong. I am a safe place of shelter, for I never stop believing the best of others. I never take failure as defeat, for I never give up. I never lose faith. I'm always hopeful, and I endure through every circumstance. Lord, I pray that my love will abound more and more in knowledge and all wisdom, that I may approve the things that are excellent, that I may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. That there may be no division, prayers for unity. Father, I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that we, the people of God, all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions amongst us, but that we are perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Therefore, I follow Jesus' example of washing the disciples' feet. So whenever I see my brother or sister in Christ sin, or if they offend me, I confess their sins, forgive them in my heart, speak truth to them in love, if appropriate, and ask for God's mercy to help them to repent. Remembering that I must also remove the log in my own eye before I remove the speck in another's eye. Holy Father, keep through your name those of us that belong to you, that we may be one as you are, that in unity we, the people of God's kingdom on earth, may showcase the glory which you have given us, as we are made perfect in one, so that the world may know that you sent us. In Jesus' name. Open my eyes, the ability of the mind of Christ. Dear Father, I am asking you to give me spiritual wisdom and insight, so that I may grow in the knowledge of God. I pray that my heart will be flooded with light, so that I can understand the confident hope you have given to those you have called. I also pray that I will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe. Help me to use this to walk in love and constantly keep on my watch as I develop the ability of the mind of Christ, so I am as wise as a serpent, as harmless as a dove, and as bold as a lion. O Lord, open my eyes and let me see. In Jesus' name, amen. winning the battle of the mind. Lord, I use your mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments in my heart and mind. I destroy every proud obstacle that keeps me from knowing you more. I capture my rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. In this world where there are so many voices, I pray that every other voice fades away till all I hear and respond to is your voice. I thank you for your grace, which helps me to develop the humility of the mind of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Declaring the fruit of love. Father, please fill and cover my will, mind, emotions, body, and circumstances with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control, and patience. So I will think, speak, feel, and act like God in every circumstance and situation. In Jesus' name, amen. Avoiding the pitfall of offense. I keep myself in the love of God by not allowing anything or anyone to offend me. I avoid this pitfall of offense by frequently and preemptively asking the Holy Spirit, with thanksgiving in my thinking, for mercy to be faithful to do all things with love. When I'm faced with the temptation to be offended, I activate the life of God in the name of Jesus to take control of my emotions, bind the devil in the air that might be behind the circumstance, and pray in the Spirit to enforce righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit in that situation. By doing this, and with reliance on the mercy of God, I overcome, and the wicked one is unable to touch me. In Jesus' name, amen. Keeping our hopes up. I resist the temptation to get disheartened when I hit an obstacle, fail, or it seems like my progress is slow. Instead, I declare that my hopes based on God's word are not disappointed because I have known, believed, and I am practicing diligently the love of God. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me and will never forsake me, the work of his hands. Therefore, I am confident that you, God, who began this good work in my life, is faithful to complete it. And with faith, I confess, like Job, that even though it may seem as if you will slay me, yet I will trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Choosing self-denial. I consistently choose to deny myself of fleshly desires that do not please you. Grant me the grace to develop moderation in my talking, eating, sleeping, spending time on social media, watching TV, and anything else that could be a distraction for my mind and from doing the will of God. I do not become self-righteous. Instead, I become increasingly dependent on the Holy Spirit and spend time developing my relationship with you, and find the peace that comes from fulfilling your purposes for my life. I know that as I spend time in your presence, I will find fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Stop worrying. I'm not anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and with thanksgiving, I present my requests to God. I do not worry. I cast all my cares and burdens on Jesus and trust that he will make everything in my life beautiful in his time. Therefore, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guards my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. May this continuously refresh your soul.